Oh, Poodle, we need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show.
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea.
When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do. When you want another show,
not 90 Day, one we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious
do. They say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop at just one husband or one wife?
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next. By Curious, on with the show.
Okay, I know we can say about the franchise as a whole, but that was the most exciting episode of 24 I've ever seen. It had everything.
It had everything.
It had Jenny stealing Mint Milanos from Jen's bag.
It did.
It had Meredith with a bubble bath beard. It had Kim getting cornered by that cougar.
Yes.
And the next episode, Jack Bauer's going to come and save everybody.
Save everybody. Save everybody. And Mary's just going to be sitting there watching people reap what they sow.
This is your Bicurious. This is Reality Gaze Bicurious. And this was...
Highway to Veil!
Yeah.
Highway to Veil!
Do you know any more lyrics of that song?
No, I don't know any more lyrics of that. Do you?
No.
Okay.
No. So
we would have if we were born 5 years earlier.
Maybe.
We totally would have tried to fuck a guy who was like in an 80s
hair band. I don't think I would know that type of music.
Oh, I think you would be. But I think you'd be obsessed with like Poison and people because guys were.
That's a very different. That's.
I guess the Highway to Hell, that was before. That's AC/DC.
Yeah,
right?
And that's like a screamo type.
Yeah,
Poison is different completely.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Still, though, if you were 5 years younger, you would have totally been into it because those guys seemed like they would do a little bit of gay stuff.
AC/DC?
No, like Poison.
No,
Death
I
Leopard.
Would have.
You would
no.
have been a groupie.
No, I would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Five Either years that older. Or like Duran Duran or probably both.
Both.
Anyway.
This was. What are your thoughts on this episode?
It was actually one of the most intense episodes and best episodes of television. It was very good.
I think it was one of the most exciting episodes of reality television I've seen in a long time.
I think so. And honestly, the episode before was just as wonderful, actually.
Yeah.
Because, yes, all this shit happened at the end, but still, the ludicrousness of that fucking Italian dinner... And Mary trying to speak Italian, though.
Oh, she was Bolognese
in there. No, it was ridiculous. Anyway, y'all, no, we're not covering this whole episode, this whole series, but we're watching it because it's
we're
good.
We're watching it. Also, just because we've got too much to do already.
It is. If you are, and again, as we've always said, Crappens does it better. Listen to Ben and Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it forever.
Forever. I didn't
1971.
I don't listen. Yes. See, yes. I don't listen to all of their episodes, and I listen to some when I can, but I waited because I didn't want to listen to their episode of this and then do ours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm excited to listen afterwards.
They are often... They remind me of us when they get transfixed on one little detail.
Yeah, they do that. They do that. If you read some of, I'm sure they get some of the bad reviews, the 1-star reviews of, why are they just going off on a tangent?
I still don't
know who Tracy is.
They don't do a lot of tangents. They just pick up on, no, we're terrible at that.
Yeah, we are. Y'all, if you're still putting an Apple podcast review that says, I wish they wouldn't go off on tangents, you're listening to the wrong show.
Yeah, I just give that ghost up.
It's not good. Give that ghost up. But this was, it was just, I mean, this show, I think, I've seen other I've seen like a bits of other housewives, so I can't speak to all of it. You could probably speak to more, but this is just, as a producer, this is lightning in a bottle.
Well, they've got the rogues gallery of people who are just, it's like a combination of social awkwardness and the intersection of crazy religion,
yes,
people who are just off, and then you add in the Happy Valley-ness of Salt Lake City with people like Whitney, and you throw in a complete narcissist like Lisa Barlow,
and
someone who can't move their mouth like Meredith, with her vanity breastplate,
vanity breastplate.
The drag queens, wherever she was in full effect with her breastplate.
She was earlier. I liked her before. After this episode,
love
I'm
her.
Like, I would.
She's
fucking,
my queen.
I would roll the red carpet out for you.
Oh yeah,
but
I don't love her fashion choices.
Oh, I don't care about that, but I don't. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did look like she was an extra from Laugh-In when she arrived in Vail.
With those go-go boots?
I mean, it was full on, not even.
Is she wearing those over? The problem with Meredith is the clothes always like wear her.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Even someone like Jen Shah wears the clothes.
Yeah, even Mary for the most part.
Even though she makes a lot of bad choices as well, which is weird, because what was up with Mary's hair the previous episode? What was that?
I feel like she either, I don't know if that's extensions or a wig, but it was like she just didn't comb her wig well.
I know. Like one side
was just really
like
flat.
She slept on it.
Yeah. Like she just got up and put on a wig and went, well, it's going to be.
And everything else was highly curated.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it.
But her hair looked like shit.
Yeah. Anyway, we should talk about this episode.
Anyway, y'all, if you haven't seen this episode,
stop right now.
Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
I would consider. Then the
oh my God, mind. We're doing the whole thing.
I'm
I used to know the dance to that.
But you just never knew the words.
No, that one I know, actually. Yeah.
All right.
Spice Girls. Susan taught it to me.
Of course.
The dance. But I watched this, but honestly, you should watch. Last episode was pretty good too.
The one before this, episode 9.
Yeah,
this is episode 10.
And I feel like I feel like you should just watch both episodes.
I was in carpool. Yeah. That's the name of it.
I was in carpool.
I gotta say, Whitney Rose has grown on me so much from the first season.
We liked her the first. You don't remember? We actually said we liked
did.
Her.
I'm just saying
because remember we saw the stuff with her dad. But y'all, she's a smart bitch.
She is.
She's street smart.
Well,
whereas Heather and Lisa, I feel like this was a definition.
No, Heather's just like Happy Valley.
This is
Mormon.
Just like this is how white people react to trauma they've never experienced in their life.
Did you love it how when Heather said, oh my goodness, maybe the cops are here to make sure nothing happens bad.
Maybe it's just a paperwork clerical error and she'll get released.
But the idea that the cops are there to protect everyone.
Not the cops. That the SWAT team, that Homeland Security.
That is a lovely white idea.
You know, Jen, I'm so sorry, but this new intern, Pamela, she clicked the wrong box. We got that box unchecked, and you're free to go.
I long for that
not going to happen.
Innocence.
Yeah.
Mine was taken from me a long time ago.
I don't think you ever had it in the wound. I think Mother Poodle just drank vinegar, and it went right to your veins. Well, that's what I think.
I just spit vinegar.
Exactly.
Yeah, that hurts my eye.
You didn't like breast milk. She had she had to put vinegar in it and it would curdle. And you go.
I just chew it. Chew,
just cur-
chew
like
my
cud.
Breast milk.
Yeah, breast cud. That's gross.
I like this. They're like, why is my baby screaming? But in a very self-satisfied way.
I have a question for you. So this episode starts off with Y'all, it's incredible. Jen, it's what kind of ends the last episode, and it begins with, this is the very famous, if your head's been in a rock, even
been in a rock.
Or been in the sand.
Yes.
Under a rock, whatever. I did
You
say
combined
that.
Two things.
I did. Jen Shaw was, she was arrested.
Yeah.
And this happened.
She was charged.
Like a year ago, 8 months ago.
Yeah, something like that.
She was arrested, as you saw in this episode, money laundering fraud. Her and her assistant.
Wire fraud.
It was a big deal. It was all over the newspapers and the trades and everything. But it's very rare that someone's actually filming an episode of television when this fucking
and they
happens.
Did it in real time. That's why I was calling it 24.
It was great. This episode should win an Emmy. The way they did it was perfection.
I don't know about Emmy.
Well, it's reality TV.
You throw around Emmy a lot.
You know, no. Maybe.
You do.
I just want to celebrate things.
I think, who did you say should win an Emmy? I think you said someone on Riverdale should win an Emmy.
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember, no. Maybe porn grandma.
Who?
Or the teacher. Porn glasses.
Oh, porn glasses.
Porn glasses.
I think you did scream. You mean from that's from Sabrina.
No, porn glasses is from Riverdale.
Oh, no, she died, though.
I know. Remember the first season? Golly. Oh, yeah. Remember when we had to watch Riverdale?
It was so... supposedly, they're still going.
Sabrina's on now. I think that... And did you... KJ Apa had a baby.
I know.
He's 24 and had a baby.
Well, what else do straight people have to do?
That's true. So,
except for ruin the world.
The way that last episode ended and this one begins is Jen Shaw gets a phone call. And y'all, you know it's some serious shit when she immediately says, hey, Whitney, can you
turn my mic really quickly?
And
so polite.
So polite. And y'all, her face is just even more than normal because she has so much Botox, but it's full on frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just not moving. And she's acting really weird, and she says she has to leave because Sharif has internal bleeding in hospital. And she just keeps saying the same thing over and over, but yet she's taking her time to leave.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
You know what I took from that? That I've been sleeping on the excuse I have internal bleeding for so long. Because no one can tell.
Yeah.
No. I can just say, yeah, sorry, my friend's got internal bleeding. Oh, really? Can I help him? You can see. There's nothing to see. He's just got internal bleeding.
Gotta go.
Or, I can't go to your birthday dinner, internal bleeding.
There you go.
And so I'm like, can I bring you something? Sure, but they're like, what's wrong with you? Oh, you can't see it. It's internal.
It's not a bad lie. It's not a great lie, but it's not a bad lie.
It's not, but it requires no evidence.
No, yeah.
The best kind of excuse requires
However,
no
though,
evidence.
However, though, they talk about this later, but she kind of like, if somebody said my husband has internal bleeding,
I
wouldn't stop and make the tour to tell everybody. I'd be like, y'all got to go.
Yeah,
bye.
You wouldn't make an apology tour and hug people.
Let's go. And Lisa, so many times, can I hug you? Can I hug you?
Can I hug you? Jen, are you leaving? Can I hug you?
She's terrible.
She's
pretty. She's pretty two-faced.
She was really awful. And earlier in this season, she did one of the most ridiculous things. It's very housewifey behavior, but it was so bold-faced when she told Jen, I just think you should know, as your friend, you should know that Whitney, the guy who stole things, who stole the dress from you, Whitney sent him free products. I'm telling you this as your friend. I'm worried because I only want to isolate you as I'm your only friend. That's so shitty.
It's so shitty. I mean, she already, I want her friend who she fucked over who had the party. I want her to be on like a full cast member. Maybe
Angie.
She's great.
I love Angie.
And she's crazy too.
Yeah.
And she drinks and gets all
the trans kid.
Yeah. She's got a trans and Lisa.
And Lisa's like, I would have wanted to come to that event because my grandfather was gay.
Because my gay. And yeah, they all have, it's kind of like Jen Shaw being upset she didn't go to Lisa's foster event. She's like, doesn't she know that my aunt fostered children? And what that means to me?
That's a very good Jen Shaw. It's very
Thank you.
And you did the face too.
Her face is very enjoyable.
to do.
Anyway, y'all, these women are ridiculous.
She kind of looks like a wet kitten.
Yeah.
Like a kitten that's been wet. And
yeah.
Jinshaw's face.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Kind of vaguely Asian, or is it Middle Eastern?
Yes.
It's hard to tell.
See, you said this was an episode of 24. I watched this and I was like, is this apparently Knives Out 2?
Because oh, that's the other part. Yeah.
Because
or Clue, like an episode of Clue.
What this is great is that everyone suspects everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Meredith, because she knows everything.
Because Meredith did it, y'all. Because Meredith picked up the phone and called the feds.
Yeah. If anybody ratted her out, y'all, it was Meredith.
I actually think it's been happening for a long time.
I don't think any of them ratted him out, yeah.
I will say, who do you think told them where Jinshaw was? That was the big question. And I know. People are like saying, well, it's so-and-so. Well, it's so-and-so. I can tell you exactly who did it.
Who do you think?
Bravo! Because they showed him Bravo's like, we have to comply.
Probably, but I don't think they told anybody. I think the SWAT team wouldn't tell. I don't think they're going to tell anyone.
No, I'm saying they probably showed up to the house and they're like, where's Jen? We're here.
Possibly.
And Bravo's like, we've got to tell you.
Possibly, yeah. They've got to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Or, I mean, y'all, Big Brother's always watching. Like I said, they can just ping somebody's phone and find out where her phone was on. So, but it does sound like probably maybe it was a producer or maybe her husband.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd want to.
Well, we don't know.
But who called? I think it was Sharif who called.
I think it was Stewart.
Oh, but no, he was already arrested.
Oh, that's true. That he was already arrested.
I think her husband called her.
I think, yeah, Sharif called. And
he's like, people are here.
There's somebody
in the
house.
You need to get going. They know where you are.
Yeah, because, y'all, we find out later that Jinshaw, she was they pulled her over on the side of the road and arrested her.
Boy.
And again,
Heather
was like, they pinged her phone? They pinged her phone? And I'm like, I love Heather.
She's your oblivious friend who doesn't get it.
She really is like newly new to the world. Anyway.
Yeah. So let's just jump in. So after Jen leaves, everyone's really excited. And Jenny's like,
well, not excited. They're all
No, Jenny's like, well, let's just go.
Yeah, they're all like, should we? And Lisa's like, I think we should stay here and blah, 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 and like turn the car around. We should, because y'all, Lisa always wants to be in the drama.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she really wants.
She's exhausting.
She doesn't want to, full on Jenny is like, yeah, I think we should go. And she just takes her gift bag and starts rifling through her gift bag.
And it doesn't take much convincing for the others. Like, they're like, oh, I'll have some of that Capri Sun.
Yeah, Heather's like, I can't believe you're doing this.
Are those the Milanos?
Blow pop? Blow pop?
Is that a blow pop?
Oh, I love a suck. And yeah. And
even Lisa's like, what is that? Is that Charleston Chew?
Yeah.
Please.
She got an Oh Goodie bar? I didn't get an Oh Goodie bar.
What? Wait, are there goobers in there?
Yeah, goobers. Are there goobers?
Goobers. There's goobers.
It's goobers.
Lisa.
So, but of course.
But Jenny is so pragmatic. I love Jenny. I thought was going to be kind of a crappy addition because I was going to say,
oh no,
I was going to say, she going to be different enough than the rest? She is so different than the rest.
She's great on this show. And y'all, Jenny has either killed or she has had a relative who's killed someone, and she is fine with this. And she knows what to do,
and she knows a lot. She's like, well, They must have had a warrant because they came here.
Yeah, because they can't go to the warrant.
She's like, they probably just raided her house.
What? They raided her house? What?
Cut to the next frame, y'all. Jenny knew it. They raided her house.
They raided her house. And you see Jinshaw's, like, her sons, teenage sons.
That was awful.
Especially for blackmail children to have the police show. That's traumatized. Ugh, those poor kids. And that's really what sets all these women, especially, I mean, Heather. So what happens, y'all, is they don't know what's happening. And they have to do a 5-hour bus ride in this Mercedes bus to Vail.
Right.
And so they're doing this bus ride. And meanwhile,
and Lisa's talking to like one of her 20 attorneys.
Yeah, Lisa's like, I'm going to call my attorney. She calls
like,
That's all of them.
Sketchy as hell. Because why would you, let me say this. If you were completely, let's say, innocent and you weren't doing anything sketchy.
I think Lisa.
Why would you be calling all of your attorneys?
Possibly. But I think Lisa Moore just, she wants to, she's nosy and she wants to get information. That's what I thought it was.
But her personal attorneys aren't going to know any of that. Attorneys
can make a call. But yeah, I don't know if Lisa's sketchy. It's mainly more, but I also think Lisa is overly paranoid and thinks like Lisa makes everything about her.
Well, true.
So she's probably thinking, oh, wait, I was friends with Jen. What if something happened? What if, did I say something? Did I do something?
Yeah, I could see that.
That's how she's going to think.
No, I was just thinking that she might, let's not saying she's not anything doing the same thing that Jen is, but like she could think, if there's any scrutiny here, what if they look at all of us?
I'll be honest. If I was on a show like this, the first thing I would do is call my attorney to let them know this happened. I could be implicated in. I don't know. If you don't know anything that's going on, if you went to jail,
that's what I'm saying.
The first thing I do
think
is
she
call
does
my
know something that's going
maybe,
on.
Maybe she does. Yeah,
and that's why
because we're finding out that Meredith did. Meredith knew what was going on.
Well,
in some ways.
I think Meredith was just the one who pieced it together quicker than all the others.
So, but
quicker than Heather, surprisingly,
because So even with the SWAT team, like, you know, Whitney, she's trying to text her husband, calls her husband,
sees the news,
and she's like, well, before she even sees the news, she's like, yeah, because I don't think Sharif had internal bleed, and Heather's like.
What? You don't think he had internal bleeding?
And Jenny's like, of course not.
And Jenny's like, no, of course not. And so, and Heather's like, I should call Jen. And Lisa's like, I don't think so, Heather.
What? I shouldn't call Jen.
Like, she's completely.
And Jenny's like, she's not going to answer.
She's not going to answer. And also, too, Heather keeps saying, I can't believe this happened in front of Beauty Lab. I'm like, nobody gives a shit. But anyway, yes, then Whitney reads a news article.
And that they found out Jen and online. Her assistant were in a telemarketing scam for fraud.
Yes.
They were defrauding mostly vulnerable people, older people.
Older people.
And basically what it is you guys, it's selling
Whitney
information.
Explains it very well.
You know, and this is what was interesting. And
I think that's a little bit of producers added that later
maybe,
on for her
but,
to.
But you know that Utah is like the birthplace of all MLMs.
Oh,
like
yeah.
So there's a lot of fraud that goes on there.
And it's interesting because they all, not all of them, but Whitney and, well, anyway, so they read.
I want to say that Whitney's husband was involved with one.
Maybe.
It's like a company that MLM, MLM adjacent.
And MLM, what is that for people that don't?
Multi-level marketing.
Multi-level marketing,
like LuLaRoe.
Yes. And
by now you should know what an MLM.
So once they hear the news, Heather and Lisa, but especially Heather completely like falls apart.
Mostly for
mostly
families.
Mostly thinking about their families and those kids. But Heather is like literally
she was
sobbing
crying.
With her head in Whitney's lap.
Lisa was doing the tearless crying.
Lisa kept saying, what did she keep saying?
Darcy and Stacy crying.
And so Lisa's like, it's so funny because Lisa, when she heard Jen say that, she was like, oh my God, is he okay? Is he okay? And then Lisa later on said, after, while they're in the bus, she's like, I never believed he had internal bleeding. I don't believe that.
Y'all, they're freaking out. If you cut to Jenny, she's drinking a beer and there's flaming hot Cheetos beside her.
Hot Cheetos, and she's legs crossed sitting there like she's got not a care in the world. And meanwhile, Lisa's over there like she starts crying. She's like, I'm just so sad. I'm so sad.
Tearless crying.
Tearless crying. And she like tries to get in on the drama and give Whitney a hug. And she has to crawl over the Cheetos and like all that. Y'all, because at this point, once this happens, they all just are fucking emotionally eating.
There's so many snacks on this
it's
bus.
It's just sugar and snacks everywhere. They can't even be bought. I don't
good
blame
and plenties.
Oh, I love a good and plenty.
So y'all, then you kind of see, you see how everyone, this is kind of a cross section about how people react to news.
Yuck.
Especially about, so you can see that when there's bad things that happen, Heather is going to go to pieces.
Yeah.
Lisa's going to make it about her.
Yeah.
Whitney turns pragmatic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to find out. I'm going to learn all this. And she gets, she's processing, but she's doing it in a way. And Jenny just steals herself.
She's just, somebody give Jenny a cigarette because she's just over there cool as a cucumber.
I think it's also, she doesn't know Jen that well.
Yeah.
So that helps.
And so Whitney is the one who figures out that she's like, wait a minute. So this is probably with her business because her business is based in New York. That's why the New York PD would be here. And she also said, and Whitney says, again, because you were talking about her husband, she said, I know what these MLM marketers make. And everything, Jen's lifestyle didn't add up.
That didn't make sense to me.
To what she was doing. And she's doing all this. And Lisa's like, do you know something? Y'all,
yeah,
take a drink every time somebody said, do you know something in this episode?
Wait a minute. How do you know that?
Yeah. Y'all, because she threw like this $80,000 party for Meredith. And Whitney then later on figures out, she's like, she's always, she's like, wait a minute. That's why she was always starting a business.
Yep.
She was always starting a business because people that money launder are always starting businesses.
Whitney's putting it together like Velma in Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm shaking. I'm literally shaking. God.
Yeah, she got the award for most annoying.
Oh, no, she said I'm physically shaking. I went, is there any other way?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, y'all, they're calling Meredith, and Meredith's like, I can't wait for you guys to get here. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
I can't wait. And then they told Meredith, and there's this pause, and Meredith goes, I'm not surprised.
She's like, wow. the thing I noticed with, she just lays it all out.
I've just got to tell you, it's quite validating.
What did she say? She said something that I thought was so fucking great. She says, too many things didn't add up, and at least now I know I'm not crazy.
And then
she's like, not me.
And
not
then
me.
The other women go, I feel like we didn't know her at all. And Meredith goes, yeah, well, I did.
You didn't. I guess you didn't. Yeah, I don't think you didn't. Anyway, see you at
the
house.
Well, I kind of
did.
It's beautiful here, ta.
She hangs up the phone and she goes, wow. Wow.
I must say, her performance in this episode she's just walking around. You're right. She comes in that laugh-in costume, oversized blazer.
Oh, it was just, it was
kind of like Clockwork Orange meets Laugh-In.
Oh, it was great. And Whitney even said, I like that Whitney said, oh my God, I didn't know it was money laundering. I thought she just had a sugar daddy.
Because I had one. You just can't find moments like this. They put together such a good cast for this show.
Oh, they really, and it's, I mean, I've been in situations where a couple of moments in my life where something's happened, not really to me, but to a friend that's just so completely shocking. You do kind of go, we make fun of them, but you do kind of all, you go in these really random, not, we look at it as like going, why would you think that? That doesn't make sense at all. But when you're in that moment, you are just trying to like fucking make sense of this.
Who are you in these? I'm Whitney. I'm like looking around, looking at things, kind of taking things.
I would say from when I've been in these situations, I'm more a cross between actually Jenny and Meredith.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good in a crisis. I'm like, and so it's, yeah, I think that's how, definitely not Heather and definitely not Lisa and definitely not Mary. So I'm like, I become very unemotional and I cut my emotions off and I just focus on what's going on at hand.
I want to find everything about it, and then I start talking about it excitedly.
You are very Whitney. You are very Whitney, because you're trying to like figure everything out. Whereas I'm like,
I need to understand.
Let's make people safe and take care of the herd. That's kind of how I am.
I don't think that's either Meredith or Jenny.
I think it would be Jenny if it happened to her close to her.
Oh, I see.
If I was in something like this, honestly, I would be shocked, but I would also be like, well, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like, we're in Vail. I think I would kind of be like more Meredith. Y'all, I'm going to just talk about, there's still this bus. Y'all, we have never seen a reality TV show that literally 45 minutes of the episode was just four women on a bus. But they were spinning so much, and there were so many different segments.
That's true. There was at least 40 minutes, and they were on that bus.
They were. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about... Oh, wait. Just by curious.
No.
We don't have a break.
I was like, what are you doing?
We don't have a break. But so now I want to talk about... Poodle, let's talk about ways Heather learned about money laundering. Or as she said, everything I learned from Ozark.
So you can go, you can get it, you can money launder through, surprisingly, laundry.
Laundry.
And then Jenny's like, don't forget laundromats, don't forget jewelry stores.
Jewelry store, don't forget construction, that's really, and everybody just looks at Jenny like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
And Whitney's like, you can dump $1 million into something and claim no profit. I'm like, where did we learn all this?
Yeah, Whitney's like, yeah, you claim no profit. And then it's a tax write-off. And Jenny said, yeah, and then you get the tax credit. And Whitney's like, yeah, and then you're like,
I had no idea Whitney Rose knew so much about finance.
She is not an idiot, y'all.
Now, Jenny, I would expect.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
She's shrewd.
She is shrewd. But yeah.
And the others, like, they don't know anything.
Again, I was kind of like, yeah, I definitely would want to have, I think if I want to have Whitney in my corner on this one.
I agree. So, y'all, Mary arrives. I'm going to call this now. I'm going to call an episode of Reality Gaze Theater here. And this one will be playing Mary. I'll be playing Meredith and the bathtub.
Okay.
We did one of those at our live show, and people sang along.
They did sing along with
us. I was kind of freaked out.
I was kind of freaked out, too.
And I told them, good job.
I didn't expect it.
Yeah. And yours was still bad as usual.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. okay, so y'all picture it.
You're coming
it's
in.
It's an empty house, so, and action.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
I'm here, bringing the good spirit with me.
Mary.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Come here.
Where are you? Following your voice.
What? Come to the bedroom. Downstairs, lower level.
Meredith. Are you in the bath?
I'm in the bath.
Meredith, that's not proper.
It's good to see you. I'm high as a kite.
That's not proper etiquette.
That's not how that's said, what? But that's okay.
No, that's how I say it.
I'm so happy to hear you.
Are you questioning how I say things?
Have you here?
Are you questioning the way I say things?
I know not to Google things around you.
Please don't. Okay, don't. Respect me.
Anyway, so I'm glad you're here. Isn't this gorgeous? Beautiful.
I'm just on the other end of a phone call.
So you've heard, obviously.
I'm shaking. I just found out she was, you know, a SWAT team. Wait. Ooh, hold on. Stop that bus on the front door. Oh, I'm speechless. I can't even. I can't even talk.
I have one thing to say.
Yeah. What?
And let me put this bubble beard on for extra effect.
Did you have an inkling? Were you surprised?
Well, I think it's. We all kind of knew it was coming. I don't know how anyone would have known unless it's an insider. Wink, wink. Shakes bubble beard.
Oh, I don't like to point fingers, you know. But this, you know, I
don't know anything until I have all the facts. But I don't know. It couldn't have happened to a nicer lady.
It's just, you know, don't stay in that water too long. It's gonna burn your ovaries.
And sing, y'all. This was the biggest boss move.
And it's even bigger because when Mary gets there and Meredith waits for everyone else to get there.
And then she gets out of the bathtub.
And then she gets out of to show them that she doesn't give a fuck.
Now, did you notice Meredith's eyes is why I said she was high as fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Just pupils.
Oh, yeah. She totally...
She bought some Colorado Chronic, y'all.
She did.
She did. The whole state smells like weed.
Yeah. It's... So...
So she basically tells Mary, y'all, it's like, someone had to know.
Someone had to tell her. I tell you, I can't move my lips.
I talk sideways like this. That's the thing. You can't move your lips, but you also have to talk sideways out of your mouth.
Boss. I saw that Ben from Crappens met her. Good for him.
I know. I was so jealous.
I was jealous too.
Wonder where he met her.
I don't know. Well, they get in with all of them, so they're she probably
true.
Was on the show. I don't know.
We'll never meet 90 Day People.
No.
I don't think I want to.
I don't think any of them are ever going to meet us.
I don't want to meet Paul.
Well, you fixed that Kenny and Armando thing at the live show. We had a close moment. You fixed that.
Yeah, I think I've ended that.
Sean,
TLC won't let Sean Robinson talk to us.
Yeah, emailed. She wanted to be on her show, and we emailed her, and they never responded. So
I think TLC is just much more closed-lipped and tight about things like that.
Well, Bravo is like, we get it. These people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
TLC, it's like they want to say we take it seriously, but behind
but
doors.
They don't.
You know they don't. No. So, anyway, y'all, so they all see the house, and I just wrote,
it's gorgeous.
Meredith is a baller. They all see the house. The house is gorgeous.
Which, did you notice when Meredith came in there, it was almost like it was a timeshare presentation.
It was, y'all, Cuvée spent a lot of money.
Like, welcome to Cuvée, basically a commercial.
I bet you they spent like $1 million to put their house.
Oh, I bet.
To advertise, because the first thing once this episode ended, it was like, paid sponsorship by Cuvée.
Yeah.
Is that like the restaurant Cuvée?
No, I think it looks like it was Luxury Rentals.
Oh, because I was like, you mean the one in Century City by CAA, that little restaurant?
Near the Death Star.
Yeah, what? Didn't know they had that much money.
But they've got the whole thing. The woman is out there to tell them at the dinner, and they're like, there's some beef tartare. I almost expected Mary to don't eat that. It'll come alive in your stomach.
Yeah, come alive. Yeah, that's what she said. That's exactly what I thought. Because when they showed they were cooking the pork chop, I was like, okay, Mary can eat that.
Or
if she eats pork.
Y'all, she wouldn't eat salmon sashimi because she's afraid it's going to come alive in her stomach.
Yes. And you should also know, it doesn't really have anything to do with this episode, y'all, but it did have to do with last episode and episode before. But Meredith really knows all because... Y'all, last episode, she found out some concerning things about Mary.
Mary's church. Now, I have a feeling.
So I just want to say that it informs the episode as you're watching it because Meredith now is, who was close friends with Mary, is looking at Mary
in a very different light.
Differently. And people are telling her, watch your back with Mary.
I have a feeling that the rest of the season, yes, it's going to be about Jen Shah. I have a feeling the rest of the season is going to be about Mary.
I think so, too.
It's the new...
There's going to be an episode called There's Something About Mary, and it's going to be where we find out.
And if there's not, that's a disappointment.
You're welcome, Bravo. I just gave you a title.
They're good with titles, though. We said
they are. They are good with titles. So
Highway to Vale.
So they're all, and so y'all, they have these other episodes like Mary and Jenny can't stand each other. It really is just because Jenny's not going to put up with Mary's shit,
no.
y'all, because Mary's a horrible human being. She is. Really is a horrible and human
it's
being.
It's a cross between, you know, why she acts the way she is once you kind of have the reputation of that your church thinks you're God,
yeah,
you can talk to anyone that way.
You can talk to anyone that, I mean, you would think it'd be the other day, but other way, but she's, y'all, she's just not.
She's not, she's a terrible human being. You're right.
I had to get on that grandpa dick. I didn't want to suck that pappy dick. I didn't want to, but
I needed that money.
Did you see?
And I needed to tell my mama I couldn't talk to her for 25 years because I had to suck her dick.
Her stepfather.
Her stepdaddy.
It's different. It's different.
I had to teabag them grampy balls. Wubba wubba. Wubba wubba.
I didn't want to, but Jesus made me.
Did you see how step-grandfather was labeled in her phone?
No.
Dad.
Woo!
Just one word.
Woo!
And weirdly, Lisa Barlow's husband is J.B. Husband.
J.B. Husband.
I don't know why.
Maybe because his name, you know, because you put your emergency contacts.
I guess.
Like you'll put ICE or you'll put partner or husband or brother. Or like on yours, I have Jake Anthony. Don't call. Hey, yeah, Jake, we got your friend. I'm busy. Click.
Do not call ICE.
Do not call ICE. Yeah.
Possibly text.
So maybe it's that. They just have that because, you know, it's somebody's house. I don't know.
I guess. I just like dad.
I don't know if you're still supposed to put ICE now or not. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, so
Who
we
cares?
Have to sit in the middle of all this fucking drama. The ladies are like, do we really have to sit through this Cuvée presentation? And the producer's like, yes, they gave $1 million. So in the middle of like one of the most dramatic things to ever happen to these women ever, we literally have to just sit for 10 minutes
like
and listen
timeshare.
To Crystal yeah. talk about this timeshare property of Cuvée in Vail. And they're like, great, 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 great.
Oh, this is wonderful. Can we talk about, and then y'all.
So they finally, yeah, they all sit around the table and Mary, and they're, and I get it. Like Mary, who was she talking to? She was talking to someone saying, oh, to Lisa, and saying like, this was traumatizing. Like,
right.
It is shocking, especially, she's like, I can't even imagine
and Mary
y'all
says,
being there.
I don't celebrate, I don't celebrate when people have pain, but sometimes things just come your way.
Things comes your way.
As she says, now later on, y'all, Meredith breaks it down as future and reigning queen, the episode goes, so what's everybody think?
But she said it longer that she really went, so
what's it was everybody like
you,
think?
You could take a walk around your couch at her so.
And Heather goes, yeah, let's yeah. see. And y'all,
and Heather's like, I've been waiting for this.
Y'all.
And so that's where Whitney says that she talked to her husband, and that's when I heard the authorities put a ping on her location,
yep.
and they arrested her on the side of the road.
And said, you reap what you sow.
And Heather said, Whitney, what? She was running? She was running from the law? What?
Why would anyone do that?
They pinged her phone?
Well, honestly, arguably, Heather is the closest to Jen because they've actually made up.
She is a
even though Lisa says she's Jen's only friend, Lisa would sell her for 30 pieces of silver.
Oh, y'all, we're going to see Lisa make a shift real quick.
Oh, yeah, totally.
She was totally acting like they were best friends, but yeah, that's going to shift real quick. And so they're all kind of wondering, and they're all just running, talking like, pick a little, talk a little, pick
and
a little,
then,
talk a little.
Meredith
says,
then Meredith goes,
well... I think there's some other things worth investigating.
Just like, I need to say that I once, when I was in New York at my store, I had 8 missed calls from Jen, and she was trying to get into my store. And then my manager told her that there was a green clutch there, and it's not there anymore. And the girls went,
bum, bum, bum.
Y'all,
and Mary's like, I feel betrayed by her.
And then and
she, she's reaping. I feel like she's reaping. Not she rip. She reaps what she show. But she's she actually reaping. Made it a verb.
She's reaping.
She's reaping.
She's reaping. And Meredith says, and then it was. Then the guy came back, and she's like, then y'all. She's like, I have video of him going into the store and video going out.
Yes,
of the
I screenshot.
I screenshot it.
And then Mary's like, what?
I talked to what kind of Beth,
bag?
My
what,
husband.
What kind of bag was it?
Yes, that's what kind the best of bag thing. Was it? I forget. I wanted to bring this up. Do you notice what Meredith calls her husband Seth? When she says her name, she says, Seth.
Seth. Yeah, she's like Seth.
Seth.
But Meredith says, what kind of bag was it? And Meredith says, it was snakeskin. It's quite nice.
And Lisa's like, I love them.
They are gorgeous. I love them.
I love that.
So here's the deal.
Y'all, she's still got more details.
There's even more. Y'all, I didn't even know this could happen. But apparently, if someone keeps paying for shit at Louis Vuitton in cash, they red flag you.
Now, which is weird because I can only imagine the Saudi royal family probably does that too.
Probably, but...
Or that or gold bars.
But the way Meredith... Yeah, she's like...
Or buckets of oil.
Just bonk, bonk,
here, bonk. I'm going to give you 8 barrels of oil.
Here's 8 barrels of oil. Take it. And Meredith said she pays in cash. And Mary goes, oh, God. And Lisa goes,
that's the worst thing.
They all freak out. Cash. I actually almost threw my, I like picked up my computer and shook it. That was in my lap.
Then y'all, Meredith's got one last thing. No, sorry.
No, Whit, Heather. Whit,
Heather. Heather says, I didn't really want to say this, but she left my house at 11:30 the other night. And I saw in the Uber, she got out like a mile later. And then Lisa's like, I didn't want to say anything, but I'm not going to say.
And Jenny was like, so you mean she was meeting up with another guy? Because that's probably what it would be, is that she's fucking somebody,
and everyone's
right?
like, why? Why?
And then Whitney says, and then Whitney's like, look. And Lisa says, well, I do know something. And Whitney says,
if we don't share what we know, we are in danger, girl.
It was...
I went somewhere else during this episode.
It was literally one of the best. Thank y'all for asking for this. God, we could be... What were the other selections? We could be recapping something else.
I think I offered...
You, we could I be doing that goop. Fucking Gwyneth Paltrow goop shit because instead of
it's
this.
True. We are doing a different show next month. We're not doing another SLC. Sorry.
Maybe.
I've embargoed it.
If it's good, you've already said the family Chantel, we're doing that. If it's really good and the reunion but tea comes out of reunion, I'm revoking that.
I will tell you right now, one of the shows I'm offering is it Kendra Sells?
I was going to say, I want it.
Hollywood.
I'm interested in that Kendra
that
show.
That is one of the, from Kendra Wilkinson. That's one of the ones I'm offering. Another one. Oh, God, I put it down. I can't remember what it was.
Y'all, if you have any suggestions, you can put them in the comments of this episode.
Yeah, but I'm probably just going to ignore those.
But sometimes we miss stuff.
No, that's
so
true.
That's, you know, and so, because y'all choose.
But I'm like
this.
RuPaul. If it's
but at the same, you only get to pick the three. The Patreons.
No, I pick the three. No.
They get to choose. So and they chose this. It was Goop, this, and then something that was
love
actually
it or
good. Something that actually we wanted to watch.
Oh God,
I forgot.
Project Runway.
Yeah, I would have happily watched that, but this was still better. But anyway, so yeah, let us know if there's something coming out you watch. But yeah, the Kendra thing looks good. There was
something else. I can't remember it now. Yeah. It's on my list.
They'll tell us.
I have
y'all,
a pretty
that you're
master
not curious.
List.
We appreciate it. If you want to go to our website, Reality Gays, you know all that info. The live show stuff is in the Linktree links.
We're announcing, y'all, we're just talking about new dates, and they're going to be coming up soon. I can tell you it's like 6 more cities we're talking about. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. I know. I read the email last night and I couldn't go to sleep. I'm so excited.
Heads up for some sissies in the South.
Maybe.
Look up for that.
Maybe.
Some Pacific Northwest sissies.
Keep your fingers crossed and y'all get vaccinated.
Yes,
because this
vaccinated only shows.
Because well, no, but also too, we are starting to. They're worried about a rise.
And yes, a lot of that could be in the winter.
And you know, actually, one of our friends who was at the show said, I talked to two people at your live show, and they said the only reason they got vaccinated was to go to your live show.
Wow.
I know. That was very sweet. That made me feel good that we could encourage someone to trust science.
Love that.
Because y'all, if you're
Love that.
If your six-year-old kid can get vaccinated, you're going to be fine. So do it for everybody else.
Do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for everybody else. Do it for someone else's grandmother.
Exactly. So anyway, and if you don't, we won't be able to come to your state. Talking to you, Florida.
Talking to you, Florida.
Sorry, Florida. Fix it.
Sorry. They're doing better.
They are doing better.
But Idaho, not for a while.
We're not going to be in Idaho for a while.
Yeah, y'all might
have
to come to the Pacific Northwest.
I feel sorry for them because some of them are really going through it right now. So anyway, y'all, so keep the faith. It's going to get better if we all do our part. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. I'm pretty sure that Sissy Christina is going to pull something from this show to make a meme.
Yeah.
And our Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. Come at us on Cameo. Oh, I might have some cameos too.
I dropped my favorite quote clip this season on our Instagram recently Mary talking about the person who is ejected out of the seat with Whitney's family.
It's pretty great.
That clip is going to live in my head for I don't know how long.
Did
they live? No.
No. No. No. And it's so funny how like, Mary really, more than anybody I've ever seen on TV, somebody will say like, but Mary, I don't understand what you're saying. They could say it like that. And they'd be like, "What? Why do you not understand? I was just talking. Were you not listening?
She's an unbalanced individual.
Are your ears blocked? Is there something wrong with your brain? Did you notice that when she was setting the table, they showed a flashback in the last episode, and she was like, can you not read? Because these are upside
down.
She
asked them if they couldn't read.
She's a horrible human
being.
She's
terrible.
And
she's great TV, though.
It's gonna come out, y'all.
I think we're gonna hear why that guy, what was his name?
Well, we find out next week that one of the guys left because he mortgaged his house and gave Mary $300,000.
Yes. I think that was him.
You know, it's harder with churches, too, because people, they can fuck people over in the name of the Lord.
Tax
and
deductible.
And there's also not certain laws.
Paper trails. Like, yep.
Y'all, I'm surprised
you can use religion to defraud most anyone.
You can. I'm surprised that Mary is not. I'm surprised that Mary wasn't acting more nervous.
Oh, I'm not. The way that churches are protected in this country, it's tax deductible.
That's true.
Or tax free shelters.
That's true. She thinks she's the vessel of God.
Yes.
Literally,
of course,
the vessel,
she thinks she's fine.
She thinks she's fine.
Ooh. Churches are tax exempt.
Oh, and it's so funny. She tries to be gentle, but she was like, "I saw nothing good in her."
Yeah,
and I went, "How Christian?"
That's what everyone's gonna be saying.
How Christian? Anyway,
this was a fun episode.
Yes, y'all. Until we'll see you next time. But until then,
bye.
Clothes off now?
No.